responsibility for getting that to the committee heads and following up to make sure that it gets on the agenda and we get comments about it.
And obviously, the intent is for this to be a permanent policy that
yes.
we would adopt by ordinance
right.
then.
Right.
Okay.
And I have to come, I saw your comment about the form.
Yep.
I have a form. It's very, very short. Like Perfect. You said, it's a good form.
Perfect.
So make sure I put the form out with them, too.
Yeah, I mean, I think at this point, getting it out to the other standing committees would be a good resource to just say if there's something we missed or.
Right. Oh, and also the DPW. I want to make sure that they agree
yeah.
to what we're saying.
Yeah,
here
that's
too,
true. They get a lot of work.
Gonna,
a lot of work
be
for them.
A big part of this. Yeah, right. So.
Okay. So that's on to the next step.
Do we have to approve it
well,
as is or not?
Pass it on.
Do we have to? Is it?
I mean, we're not officially adopting anything.
Right,
I would say there's a consensus
yeah.
to
okay,
consensus
so
to move
right.
it on.
Great.
Next is discussion of the municipal office doors.
Thank you, Mayor. I just wanted to bring this to the committee, and this has been ongoing. The meeting room doors that everyone passed through tonight, we would like to replace them, and we've been going through this. We started in this prior to COVID, then COVID hit, and I'm not going where we were. I'm going to go where we should be going. I think at this point that from all I can find out that this E-Series door is basically, I think, unable to produce the door at this time. And to wait another 66 weeks, to me, I think we should make a move. And I was just looking for direction from the committee. How do you want me to proceed from here? Is the design that we've chosen something we want to consider still? Or is there another venue like the double doors that are here now? Just to get a comparison when I start to look at numbers. And so I have a few contacts that I've made. I'm not going to go into any names at this point, but I just want to know if we're going to give up on this project we have here now and move forward. I'd like to know the committee's feelings on that for the meeting room door before I proceed any further. Then Guy, myself, Warren, will get involved with it, and maybe we have to get a bid spec together on it at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So any comments that you would like?
We should get one before they fall down.
Yeah, they are
wobbly. Well, yeah, we should. But there's a lot of things going into that door.
Yeah. I know.
You know?
And I think they've showed up a couple times
well,
wrong.
We could just get a Therma-True door and every, but not handicap applicable.
Exactly.
Can't go that route. So I think we need to look at a commercial end of the door. I've looked into the ultimate commercial door through Marvin. Geldwin, I'm waiting for them to get back to me, but I'd like to even go into a commercial builder of doors if they can do a traditional design door. That's what I'm really looking at. So it's not an easy task, I think, at this point.
Yeah.
Would that be a total metal door or a combination of both?
I would like to find something that's clad like we had originally.
Right.
The option may be that it's going to be wood like we have now. So
okay.
I need a little bit of a wide range figure out where we're at, and then kind of bring it in and get it into a better idea for everyone to really look at. Color scheme, I was going to use this bid package you have here,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully we can translate from E-Series to, say, a Marvin Series, colors applicable as close as possible,
mm-hmm.
but basically the same configuration here with an option to do what we have there, just to see if there's a cost difference.
Rather than try to give you direction on a specification, like side lights of X width or something, I think you need to tell us what is reasonable from the vendor's perspective.
I will.
Rather than force it the other way. So
all right.
I don't have any direct feedback.
I just want to know if I just wanted to make sure that if everyone's agreeable that this thing, for another 66 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think realistically, hopefully some of the vendors will let you know, hey, if you're going this direction, it adds 10 weeks.
Right.
Or it just takes,
right.
You know, right now, it's the market on that is tremendous.
Yeah. I agree. So that's why I wanted to just set the reset right
yeah.
here. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. So I have a little bit of leeway to get moving?
Yeah.
I would say so.
Any other discussion from the committee? Or?
I'm good.
Okay. Next item of unfinished business is the newsletter. So we put out an advertisement as of As of the last I heard, we did not actually receive proposals from the advertisement. Just today, I forwarded to everyone a proposal that came in. So I wasn't proposing action tonight, but you know, May is our next newsletter deadline. I think we need to review the proposal that came in. If anybody has contacts in the township, anyone they know, let's sort of put a last call for proposals out. I think we should review the information that the clerk provided to us some time ago to see if that is now an alternative that we want to consider again.
And who is spearheading this? Because I think we need to have it. Maybe a subcommittee
Out the advertisement.
Right, but now we've got new information that we have to look at, and there's a lot of information between what Karen had, what we had before with this. So is Karen going to be spearheading the newsletter project?
I could do it with Karen or somebody else, too. It doesn't matter to me. But I think at this point we also have to know what is... I know we originally wanted to go with keeping it the same format, but I don't necessarily know at this point if that's going to be an option. And then going to the more commercial, what do we lose? Right. I think we have to understand what do we lose in that option.
I think, if we just keep our options open, and I mean, I'm willing to be on the subcommittee with you if you want, and then we can do it with Karen, and that way we get it moving.
That works.
Okay.
So we will appoint Bev and Mark as a subcommittee to work with Karen Brown. If there's no other discussion on that, that takes us to new business. First item of new business is the police chief request to purchase body armor. Mark is liaison to police.
Six officer vests at $1,365.80 each for a total of $8,100. $94.80 for a replacement out-of-date body armor.
So under state contract 17-Fleet-00754.
Correct.
And this is paid for out of a grant that we received for body armor. And just to Mark mentioned the term out-of-date, it turns out that body armor for our police officers has an expiration date. So, of course, to keep our officers safe, we renew the equipment as it's needed. So is there a motion to approve the purchase for $8,194.80 from Lawman Supply Company?
I will gladly make that motion.
I'll second it.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next item is a resignation from the Park Committee of Joshua Legg. He is moving out of the township. So with regret, the motion would be to accept his resignation effective March 14th, 2022. Is there any further discussion?
So that would create an opening, correct?
Yes.
Since the public's here, if anybody's interested, we can get in contact with whom? Us?
Park Committee?
Who's in charge of that?
Who's the liaison to Park Committee?
Okay. Contact Committeeman McKee if you're interested in that position on the Park Committee.
So I'll make the motion to accept Joshua Legg's resignation with regrets and hope and good luck in his wherever he moves on to.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And that's the end of our business agenda. We now go to presentation of vouchers where we read out vouchers with a value of $1,000 or more.
I have a voucher here for Gephardt & Kiefer for professional services rendered, $1,105.50. That's it.
First is for Griffith Alley Trucking for police gasoline for $2,237.84. Second is for two new computers for the police officers from Dell Marketing for $2,105.64. Next is for ammo and cleaning products for the police, $1,000 even, and that's it.
I have for a company called CityNet, which is our software provider to accept online payments of taxes, $1,250 for the annual cost. And our JCP&L Master Electric bill for the month of February, $1,103.66.
Looks like I get the prize tonight. Griffith Allied Trucking LLC for $4,538.64 for diesel, $1,622.12 for emergency systems out of Quakertown. Is that an alarm?
You have me. I don't know. Quakertown.
Generator controller, $1,622.19. C&M Auto Parts, Washington, $1,333.07. Air filters, spark plugs, pads, tubing, rotors. Somebody needs brakes. Campbell Foundry Company. Piping, it looks like, $10,347. Perforated pipe, split coupling, fabricated T, perforated pipe, 18-inch ABS. We bought a mower, Vanguard BB40 zero-turn mower, $13,750. John Deere four-wheel drive loader. $183,421.47. AGS Building Systems, Inc., $9,400. I believe part of that is being recouped through insurance, according to $8,400 of that. Is that correct, Karen?
I'm sorry. I'm not sure.
What's that?
I'm not sure.
But some portion, at least. Yes.
Some portion of it? Okay. Morton Salt Company. And this wasn't for table salt. $13,597.35. Another one for Morton Salt for the roads. $7,708.24. We used a lot of salt. $3,829.86. Morton Salt Company. Morton Salt Company, $5,635.89. Morton Salt Company, $9,631.18. Patriotic Office Cleaning out of Milford, $1,320. Performance Tire, that one's below $1,000, I believe. Well, we have another one here from Homestead Lawn and Landscape for snow plowing, $2,940. McMillan Oil of Allentown, $1,385. Morton Salt Company again, $9,304.22. Morton Salt Company. I think some of us should take stock in this. $11,286.33. And that's it.
Okay, and I have mine are all under $1,000. You don't have to listen to mine.
The total voucher list for this meeting is $317,220.17. If there's no discussion, is there a motion to approve the voucher list?
I'll make a motion to approve the voucher list.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Takes us to correspondence, two items. First is the curator's report. Anything you'd like to highlight?
I attended that exhibit. I thought it was very well organized. It indicated there were 60 people there. I thought it was well organized. I saw sections of the museum I never saw before that had the arrowheads and... We're lucky to have the museum, and as far as I'm concerned, it turned out to be a very good event for everybody.
Next correspondence is from Statewide Insurance, the Safety and Loss Control Award that we received.
Yeah, it's not often we get something back from the insurance company, so it says, Dear Mayor and Council, congratulations on receiving the Statewide Insurance Fund Safety and Loss Control Award for 2021. Your commitment to safety and risk management has a direct correlation on the cost of insurance, not only for your town, but all towns. The executive committee is pleased to present you a check in the amount of $300. I thought that was rather nice. Yeah. And it should say to department heads and staff, not mayor and council.
Yeah.
So anyways.
I have one other correspondence for rec department upcoming events. They have an Easter egg hunt on April 10th. The rain date is April 16th. They have a Teeter Town hike scheduled for April 21st. They have an evening bird walk at Mountain Farms on May 10th, a fishing clinic at Mountain Farm on May 24th. And if you, more details are on the website, or I've seen them on Facebook too.
No other correspondence. That takes us to public comment. For any comment a member of the public would like to make, is there a motion to open public comment?
I'll make a motion to open a public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, if you'd like to make a public, please, if possible, step to the microphone and.
Thank you. Good evening again.
Good evening.
Try to keep it, like they say, keep it simple, sweetheart. So, at the last time we got together, gentlemen, we stirred up a hornet's nest. It was quite more severe than the last one. There was comments made, and I understood there was times when people were getting, weren't supposed to speak, they spoke. Well, lo and behold, after a short while, the audience went outside, which it continued, and then later on, it finished up in different other places. I've been approached at work. A couple people came. Matter of fact, six came to where I work. Thanked me for what I had to say, because it fell from the heart. I'm a veteran of the United States Navy, 6166, served my country. And my suggestion is, in order to quell, put these hornets at bay, we need to have a queen bee put within the colony so we can keep peace and quiet in the community. Everybody here, mostly everybody, called me Uncle Fred. But for the record, yeah, I got tremors from the service, so you got to excuse me. My name is Fred Janis, 50-year-long resident. I've been involved with the Lebanon Township as a member of the police department back in November 6, 1966, 76, as well as a member of Lebanon Township Athletic Association. I'm also a former member of the New Jersey Marine Bureau of Law Enforcement, and I'm retired after about 50 years with the Garden State Under Recovery Unit, where my duties were to search and recovery. And unfortunately, during my course at that time, I had 16 recoveries that I made, and the worst one was a girl three and a boy four. I still see them. Now, I also was supportive of our parents and teachers regarding Boris High School when necessary. I come here tonight in support of the continued displeasure and necessary fulfillment of the business administrator position. You as mayor, Deputy Mayor Lowell, and Committee Wilson continue to assist this position as necessary when it is not, as seen by the hand votes of the majority of township residents at the carryover meeting at 3/29/22. Over 300 residents raised their hands against Ms. Brown's appointment. Her background is sketchy. Yet, despite the numerous voices addressing the issue, you, Law, and Wilson voted, pushed this through, and see her administrator. Why did you choose, again, not to listen to the township residents? Furthermore, a majority of residents asked the appointment be put to a vote. You and your selected two committed men cast aside. Once again, you continue not to listen to the voices of your constituents. I applaud and thankful for our continued support of Mr. Tom McKee and Ms. Beverly Culver, who truly have the best interest of Liberty Township in heart and mind. It was stated by others at the August 7, 2019 meeting that there were qualified existing employees, namely our township clerk, who could assist with the duties of the proposed business administrator position. Many township residents echoed the same as well as offered their services as a volunteer basis. Yet they were ignored and are being ignored again in 2022. The 2019 position filled by Mr. Barbero was a shared service with Tewksbury Township. After Barbero won the November 21st election, he became mayor of Parsippany. Tewksbury Township promoted from within to fill the vacancy. Why didn't Lebanon Township do the same? And then remember, when Barbero worked here, he paid the highest compliments to our current township clerk for her dedication and attention to detail. There should be a probationary employment period for the position given for the salary involved. And she is a newcomer to our township. She's a stranger and unfamiliar with the internal structure of our township. And by the way, who will be showing her the ropes? After continued underhandedness since 2019, how could residents even begin to trust she will be guided the best way of our township? It's become common knowledge that delays 70 rows flip so you can keep your seat. While this is illegal manure, it's not moral nor welcome in our township. Shame on you and those who participated. The lying and corruption you and your followers have brought to Lebanon Township must end now. I thank you for your time.
Thank you. Anyone else would like to make... Anyone else would like to make a public comment? Please step forward to the microphone. Seeing no one else coming forward, is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Having no further business before us, and we have no business for executive session tonight, is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you very much for coming out, everyone.
Take it.
Have a good night.
Shut it off.